I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we were talking about employment with the police department. What is the process for filling an opening on the police department as an officer?
Yeah, as an officer, so we receive the application and the resume. I always like to have a resume to see kind of their background. Then we do a background check, a thorough background check. We want to know what kind of employee they were. We want to know their temperament. You know, just about everything we can find out about them, we want to know. Recently, the state statute has changed also, and through our post training, we have to get a background check through post as well to see what kind of issues they've had, or if they've had any discipline issues through our post training as well. So, and then we do several other things after that. We do an interview. We encourage ride-alongs with our police officers, and then once we've decided to hire them, we got to get a physical and a drug screen, and then we take it to the city council, and they approve the process and the person. And that's when they're hired.
What type of training is required to be an officer?
Yeah, so you have to go through a six-month or a year-long training, and it's post-approved, which is peace officer standard training. And so if it's 6 months, it's every day for that 6 months. And there's various trainings, anywhere from state statute to physical training to DWIs. I mean, there's an array of topics that it covers. And then you also have to test each week. And when I was in the academy, I had to take a test on those topics every week. And it was pass-fail. I seen some of the people in my academy class when I went through, they didn't pass that test. They got kicked out. So it's not as easy as people think. They hear a six-month academy, but there's a lot to it, and it's pass or fail.
Are there things that would disqualify an applicant?
There are. So kind of what makes it easy for the city here, the city police department, is they have set such high standards for their employees that we get the best of the best. And so if someone doesn't have a post license, they can't be a police officer. And they've kind of set those standards to really weed out the ones that we can't have or don't want to have. So I'm very, very happy for that fact, you know, that if you have a post license, more than likely you don't have a criminal history or a terrible background. We look at that background and that criminal history. You may have a speeding ticket on there, but I do realize that we're human, so you know, we do. I'll address that if that's the fact. But other than that, you know, if you have a post license, then you can apply.
If an officer with the department wants to be a sergeant, how long does that take?
Our requirements for sergeants are: we prefer 5 years at the police department, but it's 5 years as law enforcement. So during that 5 years, we look at kind of your experience. Experience really matters to me. I want to know that I'm going to promote a good leader, someone that's going to take care of the police officers and make the right decisions for the community. And so we do a thorough process, and then that's how they become a sergeant.
Does the department offer training throughout the career of the officers that would help them if they wanted to move ahead?
Yeah, so we do. I'm big on training. I think our best asset is a well-trained staff member. And so really, if I see, you know, I work very close with the sergeants and the police officers, and we're open about, you know, and I feel like it's important to be open about our strengths and our weaknesses. And so I tell them, always build on their strengths, but let's focus on your weaknesses to improve those. And I have them as well, but that's kind of how we do training, is we look at what's our strengths and our weaknesses. What can we be better at? And so I think when we do that and really, really look at how we can create the best police officers, that benefits our community twofold.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.